Hello, I'm here in York Minster and I've just pulled aside Harry Gresham, who is off BBC's Look North. And I'd just like to ask you, Harry, to introduce yourself and also tell me about what it is that you do if people don't know you.
Well, I am presenter of Look North, have been for many, many years, probably too many years in the minds of some people. But I'm also very much involved with York, the city. And I seem to get involved in many aspects of award ceremonies, and today's is a very exciting one because this is the Human Rights Awards. People from all over the world are coming, and you've got the chance to film it, so you've got yourself a very prestigious occasion to cover as a training exercise to a certain extent as well, so it's good on you, I think.
Yeah, and that's something I'd like to talk to you about, because we're Chaos Media and we're a voluntary-led media group in York. And obviously, as you say, to have this opportunity is fantastic. But I'd like to ask you about your views on projects such as this that allow young people and volunteers to find training opportunities to film events like this.
Well, I certainly think we should do it more often, that's for sure. There's a wonderful array of ceremonies taking place in York because of the very history of the city. You get occasions like this. People want to come to York to do events like this. So this is a great chance for you to show what you can do as well. You'll gain experience from it. You'll gain an insight into what real heroism is all about, real determination is all about as well. And then it's up to you to interpret it in the way that you edit the film and you edit the award ceremony as well. So you get a learning process that's from the basics to a polished product at the end, which I hope you'll find very much to your advantage.
I mean, our setup is we've got three cameras going into a vision mixer and we're recording it onto a DVD or a hard drive. Now, this is something that we do that could also be used as a live stream, which is hopefully something that's useful. What are your views on live streaming events?
Well, yes, I mean, the internet grows and grows and grows, and technology allows the use of the internet to be used for broadcast purposes as well, not just for people accessing internet. For example, we did a story based in Sheffield on the snows, and we were being filmed by a similar group to you in Sheffield, and they got that on the internet, and that was shown around the world before even the BBC could get its act together on that. So it's a great opportunity, and it's an area of responsibility as well, because ultimately you're judged on how you interpret the event. So I'm all for it. I'm happy to be photographed anywhere or anytime, as long as I've not had too many drinks.
Yeah. Okay. So as a lead out of the interview, what you just said sounds like a hot tip for aspiring sort of media producers is to get out there, do it, get it online, because the internet is a platform. Is there anything else you'd offer to people looking to get into the media that might be a bridge between your traditional methods of maybe the work experience and then working your way up in between sort of the internet platforms?
Let's be absolutely candid about it. It's the most competitive industry there is. Everybody wants to be in the media. And therefore, when you go for interviews and you get yourself to that final process, any experience that you can show prior to that, like this, is going to be in your advantage, because the fact of the matter is that live broadcasting is what I'm involved in every single day of my life, often without script, out on location and so on. And the way that I've done it is I've been trained through local radio, then into television. I never had this when I was your age. I had hospital radio. That's what I did as my training. This is a godsend for you. Wonderful chance for you to really show what you can do prior to applying for jobs. So I wish you all the very best for it.
How many years do you think people should aim to work towards before they make it, so to speak?
Oh, I don't really put a time limit on that. I think it can be any time at all. You can be good after 6 months. You can be good after 6 weeks. Sometimes it might take a bit longer. You go for it when you feel ready, but you need the confidence, as you have, of being able to ask the right questions and to be able to react to what the person is saying and listen to what the person is saying. So good luck.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Harry.
Pleasure. Good. All the best.
Thank you.